It's 7 o'clock. This is September 10th, the Municipal Budget Committee, and I'll call the meeting to order.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. So we'll start off with the minutes from last meeting. I have just a couple small things. Line 26, Susan has extra letter. And line 50, Susan has an extra letter. And then on line 39, we were talking about bills being past due. It should be PAST instead of not PASSED, past due.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And on line 65, the meeting Tuesday, September 11th. So is it tomorrow or was it yesterday? Does anybody know? Bill, do you know when that?
Oh, Tuesday.
What are we talking about?
NHMA, the conference.
It's tomorrow.
Oh, it's tomorrow. So it'd be Thursday. It should be Thursday, September 11th, instead of Tuesday. I wasn't sure when it was. Okay. Okay.
Oh, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I know.
Better.
Crazy night.
No.
Can't even just get a shot.
Well, you're not charming.
No.
Okay, any other changes or corrections to the minutes? No? Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll make a motion.
Bill makes a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Josh seconds, all in favor? The minutes are approved.
I'll abstain because I was absent.
Okay. All right. Okay, the questions from the last meeting. Tamara sent us an explanation, so I printed that. I think I sent this. I know I sent this email to everybody.
Yes.
So there were some questions we had about the ambulance fund, the revolving fund, and the police department. So I'll give everybody a chance to read this again, because I read it when I got it, and I had to read it again today to kind of try to understand what's going on here. It looks like, to me, like the difference is whether or not the bills are marked due from. Makes a difference whether they're taken out of the revolving fund or the general fund. I mean,
is that accurate?
The RSA states that, like for ambulance, for example, the fire chief would have to request the funds be transferred from the revolving fund to the general fund.
Okay, but see, like with the police department, they buy something and then take it directly out of the revolving fund, was the way that I understood it.
It would still be listed as an expense. Tamara said everything goes through the general fund. So what you would see is on the revenue, do we have a revenue report?
Yeah, we do, and I didn't see anything from the revolving fund.
So it hasn't been moved over yet.
So
where is she getting her information? Because she's new, that's the only reason I'm asking.
Well, because the revolving fund is, it doesn't have, like, it's not expensive.
Now, where is she getting her information of the process?
Oh, I don't
know. Is she sure?
Would ask the auditor.
She did ask.
Yeah, I mean, didn't we just go through an audit?
We go through one every year, but...
I know school went through one, but...
Do you want clarification on that?
Well, it's still, the money is not coming out of the revolving fund, so we need to, whatever has to be done to make the money come out of the revolving fund.
Yeah, so the way I'm reading this, Steve, probably, is in the last paragraph on the first page, it says, there's a lot of documentation, so typically there's gonna be like a PO number or work item number, and you reference, this expense goes here, so that it says, some invoices coming to the finance officer notated as being due to or due from invoice, so there's an invoice number, they're paid from the general funds, and in that documentation and request are then used to transfer funds to the revolving account, so...
But if you look at the RSA for how the ambulance fund is set up, that is decided, funds going from revolving to general is a request from the fire chief approved by select board, then transferred, so... I don't know.
So they can't just, if they want to buy something, they can't just go take the money out of the revolving fund to buy it?
It has to be requested by the chief per the RSA.
Well, if the chief requests it, if he says, okay, take the money out of the revolving fund, can they just do that?
It had to be, he requests it, it's either he requests it, select board approves it, or select board approves it, and then he requests it, like...
He requests it, select board approves it.
Yeah.
But it still sounds like everything's paid out of the general fund.
Yes.
So what you're then requesting is that funds are moved from the revolving to the general fund to reimburse the general fund.
Right.
It's been moved out.
Which hasn't happened.
Right, I don't see that either. Yeah. I haven't ever seen that.
But no. If we're... Do we have the budget?
3 years into it. 3 years.
So if we're not over expenditure report to September 25th, so we still have... What do we have remaining? $1,189,490.27. So I don't know.
But it was the intent that $30,000 in the revolving fund would be used for operating expenses.
Yeah, but that was your request. That was the board's, oh, okay, we're going to take $30,000 out from here and they could use it that way. So
instead of saying if other departments don't spend their money, we'll use it for the ambulance. I mean, that wasn't presented.
So
that wasn't the understanding. The understanding that was that the money would be taken out of the revolving fund by whatever means necessary and used for those lines. Not that the money that wasn't spent would be used for those lines from other departments.
This says
it's a bottom line budget at the end of the day, I think, from what I understand.
But that wasn't the way it was presented when they started this whole, what, ambulance is year 3 or 4? What are we
2021, in? The revolving fund was established, so town meeting.
So what do you read?
Oh, it was saying, so when funds are repaid to the town, it goes to the general fund as revenue.
Yes.
So... But yes, so there should be a revenue line.
There isn't.
Yes, to your book.
It's not. There's nothing on the revenue report that shows anything from the revolving fund.
There's refund reimbursement from the police department, but that's only $600.
Yeah. So I think this process, and then Tamara says in here somewhere that it still has to be worked out.
Yeah, on the first paragraph, second page.
Yeah, I think that's an accurate statement. I think there's too many people who aren't quite sure how it happens. Well, including myself, and I've been a selectman forever, so.
I have the RSA out in my car.
We have to be sure the money comes out of the revolving fund.
Right.
Because that was the deal, basically.
It was the deal.
That was the deal.
I mean, what would we do now? You would go and request the select board to initiate that?
Well, I don't know why it hasn't been being done.
Yeah, it should have been done every time that those lines that were a dollar, every time an item was put in those lines, the money should have been transferred from the revolving fund to the general fund.
But that was, you reduced the budget, or the budget committee reduced those lines with the suggestion of we can just use the revolving fund money.
But we can't reduce any lines. We just give a suggestion.
The suggestion
we just
to the
made
select
the suggestions,
board,
right? So if the selectmen decide to to not reduce, I guess that's the way it goes, even though that was the understanding.
There's never been any conversation that I remember on this for the selectmen. Let's put it that way.
Not since I've been on the board.
So I think it's probably something that needs to be addressed at that level by someone who really knows what's supposed to happen.
Because there's an RSA out there that says also what the funds are supposed to be spent on. It's equipment.
Well, the warrant article says operating expenses. And we voted yes on the warrant article.
In 2021. I have the...
The legislative body, yeah.
Yeah.
I have it in my car.
Yeah, we read it last time. We read the warrant article.
So we can't change the horse in the middle of the spring. Because what they vote on goes, I think.
Yeah, that was the agreement, is that the money would be used for operating expenses.
Yeah, I can give it to you, Sue, the RSA and the statute.
Excuse me, what happened to Ryan?
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, isn't Ryan on?
He just turned his camera off.
He's there.
Oh, his camera's off?
His camera.
Can he hear us?
Yeah, but he's muted.
Well, see, he's down in the corner. You'd see his name in the corner. Maybe he just turned...
He just had his camera off.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay, well, we're not done. I guess we're not done with this issue.
So I guess what happens next is Sue has to bring it as a item for the select board to talk about?
Yeah, we'll get more information here, I think.
Is there an expert? This is Josh. Would it make sense? Is there an expert out there that can help give education on how this is supposed to function? Because I'm hearing, like, we all think we kind of know, or I'm glad you referenced that RSA.
Yeah,
I didn't know that. So, like, is there someone out there that has that bit of knowledge that can educate us on how it works?
Our auditor?
Or maybe that's something for the selectmen to have in their meeting to understand it better? Because if it's never been done before, I'm just concerned that maybe we don't know what we don't know.
Don't know, exactly.
Yeah, I asked my personal accountant, and she said municipality budget money is a different animal.
So you want this question answered?
Let's just say in the future, how is this going to work?
Yeah.
We know how it's worked so far. All the money has come out of the general fund, and nothing has come out. So I think we want to know on the next budget, how is it going to work?
And I think it sounds like it is working for the police.
Yeah, they've got it.
Oh, yeah, they've been that for years.
Yeah. One would assume it would follow the same pattern.
The budget committee said, oh, we would like to remove $30,000 from the ambulance budget and take the money from revenue without knowing that those things still needed to be listed as expenses on the general fund. They still have to be budgeted.
Well, that's why we left a dollar there.
Even though the revenue
the dollar.
Gets
you just need the
returned.
Line.
You just have,
The line has to have the expense because it comes out of the...
See, Andrew,
no, I think it just has to have the dollar.
Said, no, it does not.
Yeah. It has to be budgeted because it comes out of the general fund and you have to list your expenses.
But it shouldn't be coming from the general fund is what we're saying.
Everything comes from the general fund. If you're going to reimburse so that you don't have to raise and appropriate the taxes, then the fire chief would request the $30,000 that the select board would approve to go in as revenue. At the end of the year, you don't actually have to raise and appropriate that much money. But the town has to approve the expenses that come out of
the
general fund.
The budget lines reduced to a dollar are still allowed to be expended from.
Yes.
As the budget is a bottom line budget.
Yeah. Yes, because you'll see them as negative.
Right, and that's what she's done. She's over. Yeah.
So that at the end of the year, you have to show your expenses as a budgeted line.
But you can show them against that line that's budgeted a dollar.
What we're doing this year, but when you create the next budget, you have to say, I'm preparing to spend $6,000 out of this, $6,000 out of that. You have to show your whole budget.
Well, it doesn't work that way with the police department.
Yeah, exactly.
The police department is buying a cruiser with their revolving fund, right?
Because they did a warrant article, correct?
No, they didn't do a warrant article.
I'll have to ask about that one. But as far as... The budget committee has never told the police to reduce those lines on their budget.
Hey, I'm going to that thing tomorrow. Maybe I'll ask.
Yeah, maybe you could get some clarification.
Somebody, one of the lawyers.
Yeah, I think the thing that's different in this one is we never asked the police to remove those items from their expense lines.
We made a suggestion to take $30,000 out.
Thinking
it was a suggestion.
Yeah.
Now the selectmen could have done anything they wanted with that $30,000. And they took it out of the those lines.
So they shouldn't have.
For the ambulance, so we don't tell anybody what to do. We just made a suggestion and took the $30,000 out of the bottom line, so.
And also, Dean doesn't know what the ambulance needs. That's Mike Kelly. And from what I understand, he's never come to Dean and said, can you get this from the revolving fund? So he might not understand the process either.
No, he's asked several times, like, how does this work?
Oh, okay.
In a meeting that we had, Andrea, just from the audience, said, yes, we can pay those expenses out of the revolving fund.
Right.
But never said it has to be removed from the budget.
All right, well, I'll ask tomorrow and then we can go from there.
We'll keep working on this one.
Yeah.
I mean, we have been audited, every year we're audited, so we can't be breaking that many laws.
No, I'm just saying, to be transparent to the town, when you build your budget, it's the same with school. Like, we get money for lunches, but we can't remove that from the budget.
Yeah.
You have to show it, and at the end of the year, the revenue comes in and we just don't need to raise and appropriate.
But you don't have a revolving fund.
It's a fund.
Yeah.
But you have to show it, and you have to put it in the budget, even though at the end of the year, we get it back as revenue, then we don't need to raise and appropriate the taxes, which I think is what people are missing.
But we don't do that with the police department.
Yeah.
We never have, so that's why.
So we'll find out how that's handled.
Yeah, let's find out for sure exactly how it has.
So how much revenue has the police department received from the revolving fund this year?
I don't know.
Well, it only looked like $600.
$600?
No, it's more than that, I think.
No, she said, I mean, the line, I'm assuming it's this, refund reimburse police department, and then she said, in 2025, the only other item used revolving funds is to repair or replace a damaged speed sign.
Oh, so that would be maybe $600.
Yeah.
Okay, and then it shows up there.
Yeah, refund reimburse police department.
$600.
And then it would show as an expense on here. In the police line.
I don't know if it's included there or not.
It has to, because everything flows out of the checking account from the general fund.
Well, that's last year. That's in 2020. No, that's not last year.
Yeah, she says the speed sign is 2025.
Yeah, for this year. Okay, well, Sue's going to find out tomorrow. They'll answer all our questions. Okay, then the questions about the police chief. Didn't Tamara answer that too?
Mm-hmm. In reference to the police department budget, the salary line being at 21, it sounded like he joined halfway through the budget season, 24, and it looks like his 90-day review increase and sign-on bonus were not factored into the budget.
Okay. But, okay, all right. And then the questions for the school?
The bus total for high school is $195,159.60.
And why so many old unpaid purchase orders?
Because she closed it as of 6:30. So say you get a bill on 6:15, you don't necessarily pay it.
Some of them were more like 6 months old.
Oh, well, that I didn't know. I just said to her, why are there so many open? She said, because the bills haven't been paid yet.
No, it was the old ones we were looking at, not the open ones.
So which
ones? So if you look at the list that we got.
They're old, unpaid.
How do you know they're old?
They're dated.
6/24. Because on the email you sent, you just said, why are there so many unpaid?
Old. Old unpaid. Here, this is it. Open POs. So some of them go back to 2024.
Okay, I can ask her this.
That was our question.
Okay.
Okay.
So
Ryan posted a moment ago so that his internet's unstable and he can't hear all the audio. I don't know if it's still there or not.
Oh. Okay. All right. Okay, so we're ready to move on. We got our my questions. And I'm also going to ask for the balances and the expenditures from the revolving funds for next meeting. We originally said we said we wanted that, mm-hmm. And we don't have it now. So, but on next meeting, we should have the town budget, and so I think that would be very helpful. So I'm going to ask for that. Okay, the next we're going to the school. The expenditure report for the school. This is just, you know, just a little bit of school that we've had this year. From July.
Yeah, July.
July 1st to August 28th. So. Are there any questions on the expenditure report? Well, not much.
So there's not a percent on here?
It's yeah.
A number?
There's a percent. Wait.
Is the figure. I guess I could do now.
Global balance. Yeah.
No, you're right, Sue. They didn't put the percent, just the numbers. Yeah. And the subsequent pages don't have the headings on them, so it's
isn't that hard?
It's kind of hard to read.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is just for...
So the only one that's negative is the regular health insurance?
Nope. Sped health insurance.
Well, I say.
Oh, sizable.
Transportation is negative, and.
There's health insurance.
And spend health insurance is 25.
Well, look at these.
But so you said it's a bottom line, but it's so long. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, these two are quite. Quite
so are we not in a situation like. The other city in New Hampshire has $5 million special education.
Claremont. Okay, no, we're not Claremont.
So can they do that? Well, I have to ask you if they can do a percent and if they could put it on the titles on.
Yeah, put the headings on all the pages.
Yeah, for the columns. And Lynn, did Tamara get that information to everybody Friday? Thursday.
What information?
That for the town.
You mean this email?
Yeah, well, we have here now. No. The regular information, the town report.
We got that today.
Yeah, see, I thought we were asking for it Fridays. I mean, well, Thursday.
Friday they don't work.
Yeah,
and so they were. They had that workshop yesterday.
Yeah.
So we got it today.
And I think they might have been getting the budget ready for the meeting on Saturday morning. But you'd have to ask them for sure.
I think that's what they were working on Thursday. Well, then Andrea came in Friday, I think. Okay, wait, please put the headings. On the school report. Okay. Okay. Now the enrollment.
Oh, I have a question.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Bill.
Page 4, Bill Savvy. Speech teachers' salaries. Is that 81,000 negative already?
So it moved from the special ed. We had a contracted position that was through a contractor, and we've actually saved about $20,000 instead of paying out. Through the contracted services.
So it's going from one
it's a direct hire.
Category to another?
Yes.
And another question, how is the bus lawsuit or whatever?
A bus company has changed their lawyer and they have a meeting scheduled to discuss it with them.
Yeah.
Any more questions on the expenditure report?
The admin on the last, or page 6, the admin, other salaries, that's overdrawn, or by almost 28,000.
Is that IT? We hired a new gentleman who is a little more qualified than the last gentleman, and we will be paying less to Dan Roma from Hooksett.
For the maintenance, he's under maintenance administration.
Are you looking at the IT admin other salaries? It's negative 24.
The top of the page.
No, very top.
Oh, the very top of the page. That is in. Principal, so maintenance. Oh, Linda's bonus, her retirement bonus, instead of being paid out of regular ed salary on the first page, was paid out of maintenance because she belonged in maintenance. Mm-hmm. She retired. So you'll see the on the first page that money was allocated through the regular.
So it's just for Linda the 28,000? Or is there, are there more?
I mean, there's 2,885.38. I don't know if that's the new guy's. Maybe he makes 2,885 more than Linda. I don't know. But I know that the 25,000 is her retirement.
Okay.
Bill Saffy, how is it that you only have $1 million left in the school's year just started?
It's not spent. She encumbered it because she knows the expense will be coming up.
So the yearly salaries are already encumbered.
Yes.
And stuff, okay.
Yeah, so like you'll see encumbrances plus year-to-date expenditures.
Okay.
It's the second to last column.
Okay, any other questions? Okay.
So I have please add percentages and headings on each page.
Yeah. And the enrollments, everybody, I believe, saw this.
It's ticking up.
Is this elementary?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is there a high school one? Or
no, there's no high school.
I didn't get high school yet. They didn't have the numbers yet.
Okay.
A lot of kids.
I heard it last night on the thing, but I don't know if it was just Pinkerton or if it was the whole town, but 4,200.
That's the whole, so Candia, Auburn, Hooksett, Hampstead.
Well, this was Derry.
Yeah, and Derry. And so there's like, I don't know, six or seven towns that go to Pinkerton. And I would assume 4,000 is all of them.
Okay. I wasn't sure if that was just Pinkerton.
Hmm?
I wasn't sure if that was just Pinkerton's attendance. I thought it'd be a lot of 1,000 kids
per. Yeah, so per grade. Like, so I'm thinking 1, 2, 3, 4.
I didn't think it was that high. It's close to. I didn't think it was that high, but it's close. It's like 800 or 900 per grade.
Yeah.
Okay, so that must have been, like you said, all grades. It was the Derry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's good the enrollment's up.
Yeah.
So my guess would
that's
be
that's a positive thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's K through 8. So what do we have? 30 kids going into high school, but I don't know who went to Pinkerton.
Okay.
May I ask one more question?
Sure.
Do you know what the school can hold? And it used to hold 500 before it had all the additions, but do you know
I can ask
what it can hold now? Thank you.
Yeah, when our kids were there, there were 500.
Yeah, 500, yeah.
And they haven't, well, I don't know if they've converted classrooms to something else.
Yeah, we have like a Spanish classroom.
Right, but they got the addition also that we didn't have before.
They have the behavioral classroom. They have the timeout room.
Let's be honest here. Let's call a spade a spade.
How many kids are homeschooled in town?
I don't know. I don't know if we would even.
Quite a few.
Yeah.
A few months, there might be a lot more.
I thought a neighbor is 6 kids right there. I was surprised.
No, they're very. They come to the park. They meet and they go different places.
Yeah, they have lots of group activities. They have a lot of group activities.
Nice. And a lot of them have like cooperative classes that are held in Manchester, some at the church on exit 2.
Okay, that's good. All right. Next, we'll look at the revenue report, which we've already been looking at.
Yes, it is.
Any questions on the revenue report? And then the year-to-date expenditures for the town.
So we hired a new building inspector?
I think we're fully staffed now, right? The fire department, I mean, the police department is fully staffed and the...
Two are back from the academy, so...
Everybody's on board. Okay, we're good with that? All right. Then we got the trust funds. Prepared August 10th, so...
Okay.
I guess.
July. Why I don't have... I just don't have July.
So it's interest only for the top, and then it's... Everything is available from the bottom ones. You know, the non-expendable means interest only. Which is such a shame because some of these are so huge.
I know.
When do we ever get to spend it, I wonder? Ever. And I'll be honest, I don't know what they mean by market value. Do you? Something new. I haven't seen that before.
We got the explanation. Some of these funds, I guess, are invested, and that's a reflection. And I think Carly explained this to us.
Current value or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did anyone, Bill Safi, did anyone ever look into the cemetery trust fund in? I think we discussed last year that if you went to the Attorney General's office, you could possibly change how the fund is used so they could take more money out.
We'll have to check with the cemetery trustees.
Yeah.
I don't know that they have done that.
We'd have to look at how this fund was set up.
Yeah, the last I heard, it couldn't be changed, but I don't know.
Carla would know that.
And I don't think you can force them to change it.
Well, I thought... Yeah, but I thought that they wanted to change it, and they have to go to the Attorney General's office to possibly change it so they can take more money out because they're making more interest than they actually use every year.
Yeah.
There was a certain, Josh, I believe, Madam Chair, there was a formula that they gotten advice from the AG's office, but that formula has not been updated in a very long time. I think I remember that was part of the conversation.
I don't remember.
That was so long ago now, but... That's just my recollection of it.
Yeah. Well, it seems kind of
insane. Yeah, because the budget has gone way up. And
yeah,
they
the
have a lot of
just
money.
Keep growing.
They're just out there trimming trees tonight.
They were?
Are they?
There's some guy with a pole saw doing that.
I saw that.
Pole saw?
Doing the cemetery? $15,000.
Let alone mine. Mine's electric.
They were going to use $15,000 from the fund for trees.
For trees.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Does anyone remember what meeting that was if they came in to speak with us? Because our minutes will have that information in it.
It was the joint meeting.
It was early on in the process.
Can't we do a search?
Yeah.
Look in the.
I believe it was a public, nope, it would have been a joint meeting. Right?
Because that's where we learned about the Attorney General having oversight over the fund. And they had a good explanation from that, I remember, I just can't remember what it was.
Yeah, they just came in by themselves, it wasn't a whole bunch of people, yeah. But we could.
Would it have been during the public hearing?
You just have to search it.
I think it was the public hearing.
Search it.
Or the supplemental.
It could have been the supplemental.
So it would have been December or January.
So Lynn, do you, when the budgets are all in, the proposed budgets, do you want those sent? I mean, they're all in, except we didn't have one department submit anything.
I don't want 20 pieces of paper. I want one budget with everything and the comparisons and the bottom line.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but so when it's all completed.
Well, it is. We did it Saturday.
But they haven't put it in a spreadsheet.
No, but they haven't put it together in one spreadsheet.
Because Monday, I forget what they were doing, Tuesday.
Monday they had a workshop.
Yeah, and then Tuesday.
Today was the sexual harassment training.
Harassment training.
And then Tuesday there was something else.
Yeah, they were.
So they don't have one budget on a spreadsheet with all the departments combined and the bottom lines.
Sue did ask them to have it, but she.
For this meeting, but.
Yeah.
It's okay. So do you want that sent to you right away?
Then yes.
Yeah, don't wait till the next meeting or something.
Well, we're gonna look at it the next meeting, but I don't wanna give everybody have a chance to look at it. So when we get it, I'll get it and I'll send it to everybody. And we can start looking at it.
Did you wanna schedule it, like when they send it to you, because I know you wanted to get, everybody wanted to get started earlier in the year, do we wanna schedule a additional meeting?
You can.
There's not much we can do, I don't think, till our next meeting anyway.
Once we get it, we can come to review to get questions.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I don't want an extra meeting, but it was just my thought.
We got an email today that there's quite a bit of meetings coming up in October, November.
Yeah, that's, this is our schedule. But I think Amy or Boyd, somebody told me that the selectmen are gonna actually discuss the budget at the next meeting.
We didn't vote this time, we did it different.
Because you didn't vote for anything.
Yeah.
So we have it scheduled to get it October 8th, so.
Yeah, you'll have it before then.
Right, but I don't think we're gonna get it much before then, I don't see the point.
Not to have it.
I don't think we need an extra meeting, because we'll get it October 8th, it'll be ready.
I just wanna make sure, because I know last year you wanted it earlier, but it didn't work out that way.
So I sent everybody the schedule, which is tentative. I don't have paper copies for everyone, because I did this late in the day and.
Yeah, I printed mine, because I have to bring it to my school meeting.
Yeah, and I don't have the school yet, and they're still letting, I don't know when the petition warrant articles are due, and to just give you an idea of what's coming up. And then when it's finalized, hopefully by next meeting, I'll get rid of the question marks and I'll print up one for everybody.
Yes.
Okay. Any other questions, any?
October 8th. Is our next, okay.
This is pretty much the same schedule we had last year, just everybody's a day sooner.
Well, that's all we got out of this is a day? I thought we were gonna be more than that. It's only a day sooner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's just because of the calendar change.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. If there's no more business, is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn, Susan Gill.
Susan makes a motion, is there a second?
Second.
Steve, seconds, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
And our next meeting is on October 8th.